Hey, folks, if you work at a store, let me just say that what you see before any gun or anything happens may save your life. This one comes to us. A store owner is obviously behind the counter. He's doing some other things, but a very animated suspect comes in, begins to have questions. You can tell that the initial employee is starting to have some doubts. That kind of cues the owner manager behind the counter. Now watch carefully. Gun comes out. Before that gun can fire, the owner has put rounds on target, and this game is over. The bottom line, it was a smart employee and a dumb robber. This didn't go well. Let's talk about what did go well. First off, I'm extremely impressed with how that both store employees were reading body language. You know, folks, a lot of scientific studies reveal that up to 80 to 90% of your true intentions, actions, motives are communicated through your body. We used to do that a lot in law enforcement. So notice how they both are watching carefully, they're not just listening to the words, they're watching the body language of the suspect. And you can tell the lead employee, let's watch it again, he has some concerns. Watch how he kind of watches. He's watching the guy's hands. He's very mindful, though, of a lot of the flowing hands, the activity. He's figuring out nothing makes sense. Well, that cues the guy behind the counter, and you can tell the guy behind the counter ain't buying any of it. But watch carefully what happens. Suspect draws, he pulls his shirt up, and he draws. Now, I want you to look behind the counter. The employee or the manager owner already has his weapon out, and he's ready to engage. This is pretty impressive from a tactical standpoint. Gun in hand, suspect has gun in hand. The owner's already shot him. Now, the concern that you may have is getting that gun out of his hand. And obviously now everybody knows what happened and why it happened. It really was a tactical victory, first mentally, but then also practically for the store owner. And let me just stress this, folks. I can't stress it enough. Situational awareness, being aware of what body language can communicate if you're watching and you know what to look for. So you watch the store owner, you watch the employee, both of them are like, something's not right here, watching the body language and then listening to the words. And then, you know, quite frankly, the robber makes a fatal mistake. He's terrible in drawing his weapon. He pulls his shirt up. And, you know, quite frankly, the owner has already seen this play before, and he's not going to be a victim. So he has his weapon out. He takes a good foundational shot or shots into the suspect. He had the right mental skills. He had the right tactical skills. And bottom line is, that robber probably won't be robbing anybody again. So, folks, remember, situational awareness is huge. Mental training is 90% of what you're going to need in an actual conflict. And the mental training doesn't happen as we're shooting paper targets out on a range. That comes by understanding fight, flight, or freeze, mentally rehearsing, training through your mind, creating emergency files. All things we train. So I hope this is helpful for you. I hope there were some takeaways for you. Please be mindful now with all that's going on. If you have a weapon, you better be training nonstop because it's getting a little crazy out here. Hope this is helpful. Please like, share, subscribe. We're trying to get as much practical training information. Everything I give you, I got from the Secret Service, Marine Corps, or police. Every single skill that I'm trying to share with you comes from years and years of experience, not just from me, but from really sharp agencies. So I hope this is helpful. Stay safe out there. We'll see you next time.